What's your caption? What's your caption? Look at the picture. Think of something. Try and make it funny. Then tell us. What's your caption?
Scott Stantis is the cartoonist for the Tribune, mostly a political cartoonist, but every now and then he steps away from politics and puts one in there to get away into some other area, and sports would be the theme for your contest this week. Although your official cartoon today, Scott, is
it's back to politics. Back to politics, Barack Obama being trampled and while he's still saying, remain calm, all is well. Mm-hmm. A Kevin Bacon reference, which is always cartoon gold.
From?
Animal House.
Okay. Just want to make sure that we know. And the movie came out in the late 70s. Some people might not be familiar. I know it's hard to believe. It's a great movie, but today, the one without the caption is a giant bear with Cutler's jersey on crutches. He's got his right foot in a cast. Then you got two guys in a bush behind him. One guy has a rifle. The other guy saying something to him. That's where you pick it up. And you want to start with what you got?
Sure, Michael.
Oh, by the way, the one from last week, where can people find the winner?
Go to chicagotribune.com/caption and follow the links and you'll get there. And Kurt Gubitz won.
Kurt Gubitz?
Who could forget Kurt?
What was the cartoon? I forget.
It was...
what?
Thanks a lot, Gary.
What? I mean...
That hurts here and here. It was,
oh, that's right.
It was the Picasso and the flying
and
fist
of
Joe
Louis.
Right,
because somebody just held up a fist and I went, oh, it's the Joe Louis fist, which is your...
We're hoping that's what he meant.
Which is your welcome fist to Detroit. And then it was the Picasso and Daley Plaza.
Yes.
Looking at each other, if a fist could look at something. And then I thought that should be a franchise where you have the Picasso
taking on the Statue of Liberty
and maybe the Arch in St. Louis. And some of these other iconic structures around the country and see what you
Why
can do
stop
with that.
There? It could be the Eiffel Tower. It could
yeah,
be
go international.
The Kremlin. Yeah. Heck yeah.
The Vatican.
I can draw like 7-8 weeks ahead. I can take it.
That could be a franchise. Okay. What do you got on this one?
Okay, I love this one from Michael of Chicago. So there goes Mr. September.
Mr. September being Jay Cutler.
Yes. Yep. Ron says it wasn't supposed to be a good bye week. Goodbye. Goodbye week.
I get it.
Ron writes, I sure hope Obama gets the website fixed.
I got a number of Obama slams.
Did you really?
So they don't have to go political, but they like to. And I don't blame people for wanting to get out their frustrations. It's better than road rage. Here's one from Scott out of Bartlett. You see, son, in the fall, our young cubs become wounded bears, and the circle of life is complete in Chicago. Hey, I want to mention.
That's good.
Think about this. And we're going to Cubs pregame in a half hour. For the World Series. But think about this. If one or both of our teams was in the World Series, would you want to sit outside tonight and watch a baseball game?
No, that's why God made television.
No, but my point is, if we do ever do that, it's going to be this time of year. Look at this weather. If they had played all the playoff games to their full series, and the World Series won its full seven games, it would go into the first week in November. And they're playing in St. Louis and Boston, and I'm sure the weather's not going to be that great in either. It's, in Boston, it's going to be in the, what, 30s,
30s.
Tonight?
Yeah.
Good luck.
Jeez.
It must be, this is from Bill, it must be the deep dish pizza since Al Sharpton has moved back to Chicago. He has gained all that weight.
Wow.
They're going for a lot of the different things that have happened in the last week here in Chicago.
Yeah, brevity, people, brevity. That's what's funny.
I'm just giving you a sampler.
All right. Here's a Dan says, that's nothing. Last week I saw a bull wearing a knee brace.
Oh.
A bull wearing a knee brace.
Yeah, but he is not wearing it anymore, is he? He is. Right?
Yeah,
Didn't Rose strap it back on last week? Did he put a knee brace back on?
I didn't see it.
I think he did after one of the games.
He was sore, I know.
Oh, yeah. Who isn't? Here's Jeff from Buchanan, Michigan. Is this the line for Obamacare?
Okay.
Just saying.
Mike from Mundelein. Am I saying that right?
Mundelein.
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 You're from Alabama. You don't know our area.
Yes, sir. Anyway, it's too late. The season's already shot.
Yeah, I got a few of those.
Yeah.
Herbert from Dyer, Indiana. Too bad McCaskey isn't out here. Susan, okay, but we'll have to shoot the Cubs, too.
Too late. Vincent, I guess they answer that question about what bears do in the woods.
Got one of those, too, yeah.
Only one? I got a bunch of them.
Yeah, all right. And Mark, for God's sake, Stosh, put it out of its misery. Eddie from Zion. Now we can't shoot him. No, we can't shoot him. Bear season is over.
Here's someone. Here's Jerry making fun of, well, the drawing, saying, no, we don't shoot other bears, even if the kind that repair torn groins with a foot cast.
Yeah, I was wondering why you put the cast on his foot when his groin is torn.
Well, weren't there other injuries where people, our linebacker, what the heck, he went down with a what? A shoulder. Okay, shoulder. Well, because a cast on a groin just looks like a diaper.
All right, that would have been funny, too.
Yeah, kind of would have been.
And this one from Mike.
I should bounce these off of you before
Orland
I put in the
Park.
Paper.
Yeah, hey there, up in Green Bay there, we don't use injuries as a crutch. All right, this one from Mike. So tell me again, what does an injured bear have to do with the euthanasia?
Oh, jeez.
Robert from Chicago.
Yeah.
He's always been a crutch player.
Here's Lou. Lou, you're on the blower.
Hey, Scott.
Yes, sir.
You did a cartoon about 6-7 months ago when Dave Brubeck died. You had a picture of his piano with his glasses on there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my hero. I was wondering, all I got is a crummy newspaper, a picture. How would I go about getting something a little better?
Go ahead and email me at sstantis, that's sstantis, at tribune.com, and I can email you a really good copy, and you can print it out.
Okay, I'm driving, so I got to write sstantis?
Yeah, just sstantis at tribune.com. It's just that simple.
Tribune.com.
Yes, sir.
Okay, appreciate it.
Oh, well, thank you.
Thank you.
Don't they make those available? Don't some papers allow the cartoonists to sell those or whatever?
They do. Some actually sell prints to make money.
You're award-winning, and you do a lot of great cartoons.
Well, thanks. Yeah, you should let you do that. Well, you'd think that would be, you know, something.
Can we get a little jingle? What?
Not that I'm bitter, but they should. Yes, of course they should do that.
All right. I'll talk to somebody.
Would you? You know people.
Yeah. I didn't know when making money was taboo. When did that happen? I thought I grew up in America. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you, Gary.
I'll pick three. My top three will get a Gary Meyer hoodie.
Oh,
and
man.
Then two others will get a Tree Time Black and Red Desktop Christmas Tree.